Day in Cork.
Yeah. We ran, do you remember we ran a competition for DJs?
Yes, indeed, yeah. I do, because...
Yeah. If you just keep talking, I'll get it ready.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a little bit about that. This was the stage where expansion was due, and I can't even remember if the name had changed at that stage, but I think there was a new transmitter on the way, and we were going to get bigger and better and a whole lot of other things. So we were looking around for new talent to see who would be the new voice that would be on Boyneside Radio. It was our first venture into competitions. And remember, at this stage now, there was no Radio 2, or indeed there was nobody on VHF. It was very much either that or Radio Éireann on the other side. So there were lots of people sent in various different pieces of tape. And, we put together a promotion to attract people.
Yes. We have it ready.
You have it ready.
Way.
Yeah. Oh, good. I was wondering because I can't see what he's doing.
Where you're running out of steam.
I was actually.
Right.
Yes.
Here we go.
Start reading
this
the diary.
Was it. It was sometime around January 1979. Here we go.
You're tuned to local radio Drogheda Broadcasting on 225 meters on the medium wave band. The time is 7:30. We join Gavin Duffy for his breakfast show.
7:30 on LRD, and it's a very good morning to you all. Welcome aboard the breakfast show. I'm with you right through till 9:30.
And a very good afternoon, one and all. Welcome to Afternoon Delight, 2 hours of non-stop music here on LRD, All Action Radio. From now till 4 o'clock with yours truly, Heady Eddie.
The time is 5:30. You're homeward bound with David Brown. Evening, everyone. We're homeward bound, 5:30 to 6:30, Monday to Friday, with me, David Brown.
You two could be like David Brown.
Or even Gavin Duffy.
Or Heady Eddie.
In a job that's simply...
bubbling over with!
These men took this very same opportunity in the 60s.
Kenny Everett.
Dave Lee Travis.
Ed Stewart.
Simon D.
Emperor Roscoe.
Mark Wesley. All the cream of the crop took this very same opportunity we're now about to offer you. Not only do we offer you this super opportunity, but huge cash prizes also. Boyneside Advertising are offering our DJ champion a super prize of £100.
Excuse me, Gavin, who's it open to and how do you enter?
It's simple, David. Anybody between the ages 9 and 90 can call to our offices at 14 Mill Lane, Trinity Street, Drogheda and ask for an entry form.
That's 14 Mill Lane, Trinity Street in Drogheda.
And then you've a chance of winning £100 plus an opportunity of working on...
Station with the happy difference.
You're in tune with LRD and now we present the winner of our DJ competition.
Could this be you?
Do you remember, David, who actually was the winner?
I'm sorry, I'm in fits of laughter.
Come on, do you remember the winner?
I do, actually, yes.
Who was it?
Well, he used to like eating curry on his
lorry. Right, he was in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his name just happened to be next on the list here.
Yeah.
Ken Murray.
Ken
he was the winner,
indeed,
yes.
Yes, and a broadcaster still.
Yeah, indeed. Now, you remember Seamus McKenna? Yeah, what's going on out here?
Somebody found that funny.
Is somebody popping corks or something? I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
Is it a broadcaster probably? The
Seamus McKenna.
Yes.
Dave Jewell.
Oh, yes, Dave Jewell. Biggles.
Yeah, you remember Pádraig Roden? He did the very first country show.
Do you know, you've caught me on that one.
Yeah,
indeed.
There you are.
Yeah.
Oh, I was really, really going back to the archive.
You've done your research.
And my homework. Yeah. You remember Steve Brown? Steve Brown?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yes. Then Dermot Finglas joined sometime in late 79. As did Peter Madison.
Peter Madison, I'm telling you, I've got some... What was his crystal ball predictions that he...
Madison's horoscope predictions. And
yeah.
Then we had Willie Dillon. You remember the shows we used to do in the evening? The
yes.
Specialist programs. Willie Dillon...
Our version of Today Tonight,
exactly.
I beg your pardon. That was very
good. We had Willie Dillon, we had Liam McGregor, Lord of Mercy in him.
Yeah.
And Tony Clayton Lee. These
That's
were all
right.
specialist shows
He's
in the evening.
Press, isn't
Anya
it?
Did a specialist show as well. And then we were sometime around 1980, I think, with the DJs Darren Elson, Richard Kenny, Neil O'Brien, Kevin Paul, Niall McGowan, Stuart Scott, Mike Klusky, Sean Nealon, Declan McGowan, Jim Kenny, Jackie Morgan, Pat McGrogan, Jim Agnew, Owen Barry, Elaine Taylor, Brian Hatch, Michael Gerard, Micah Hearn, Kieran Murray, Dave C., Mark Garvey, Colin Patrick, Robbie Byrne, Yvonne Lenehan, Tony Davis, Frank Ryan. I certainly hope I haven't left anybody out.
I don't think you have, apart from the cat.
Well, who?
The cat.
Yeah, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back in a few moments' time. Hold on, hold on.
Ring in the new year in the Viaduct Arms, Shop Street, Drogheda. It's party night on New Year's Eve. Music by Timbuktu, admission £5, including supper. Sunday night, New Year's night, the fabulous Ricky and Phil. Celebrate New Year's weekend in the Viaduct Arms, Shop Street, Drogheda.
McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda. New films, Baby Boom, Suspect starring Cher, Monster Squad, Batteries Not Included, Steven Spielberg, A Month in the Country, Midnight Crossing, Amazing Story, Volume 7, A Christmas Carol, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Hairspray, Freeway, Warbirds, Making Mr. Right, Crime Story Part 6, Love and War, Hollow Point, Friday's Course, Bellman and True, Morris, and new music videos, George Michael, Faith, Ross, Push Tour, and In Excess, Kick the Video Flick. All for you at McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda.
Is your car engine tired, but the body in good condition? If the answer's yes, then it's time to change it. Let the specialists do the job for you at Cunningham Motor Centre at Lumley Navan. Their stock is of API, Japanese and European engines, with a full petrol engine only costing £150 plus VAT, and full diesel engine £600 plus VAT, with no exchange necessary. Fitting and diesel conversion service also available, as well as heavy commercial engines now in stock. Remember, API and Cunningham Motor Centre at Slumley Navan are the names to trust. Telephone them for an appointment on 046-23837, but do it now.
Twigs winter sale now on with fantastic reductions, like £10 off selected styles of denims, trousers from £9.99 and up to £15 off shirts and knitwear at the Twigs winter sale. Twigs, West Street, Drogheda, Dundalk and Navan Shopping Centre. Twigs winter sale now on.
Cassidy's great sale is now on, with massive reductions on Cassidy's vast array of stylish fashions, knitwear and underwear, for all the latest designs for ladies, teens, children's and menswear, all at incredibly low prices. It's got to be Cassidy's sale now on.
For style and for price, nobody
beats
Cassidy.
We at the Green Scene Show thank you for your patronage during 1988. We're looking forward to seeing you in 1989 in Walker's Hotel every Thursday night, the Tavern Toher every Saturday night, and the Big Tree Lounge Slaughterhead every Sunday night. We would like to wish you a happy new year and look forward to seeing you in 1989 at the Green Scene Show, Tor, Cade, Mila, Falcha, Rove, Galair.
On the night, the 2nd of January, is a night not to be missed. At the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Drogheda, it's the fabulous Tony Allen in concert. Don't forget, Tony Allen from Foster and Allen. It's on Monday, the 2nd of January. Doors open at 8 p.m. Come early to avoid disappointment at Beverly's Nightclub, the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Drogheda. It's Tony Allen.
Sale starts Tuesday, January the 3rd at 10 a.m. at Furs of Ireland Abbey Shopping Centre. Huge reductions on leathers, sheepskins and furs. All other stock reduced.
We have to rent at Donaghy's Mill, Drogheda. Factory units, storage space or even radio studios. Our rent is as low as £25 per week with no extras. So whatever size of unit you're looking for, why not call to Donaghy's Mill, Trinity Street, Drogheda, or phone 041 36242. That's 041 36242.
Dean Friedman and his version of a song called Ariel. It's an unusual song indeed. Dean Friedman brings out these records that are really, they're brilliant. You know, he's had ones like Lydia and Lucky Stars and various ones like that. I'm looking forward to his next release. Here's the latest one from the Beach Boys, from their album, The Light Album, L.A. 17 minutes away from 10 o'clock, and here's a song to Lady Linda.
You're listening to Boyne Side Radio, broadcasting on AM and FM and shortwave all over Europe today. We're just reminiscing over the past little over 10 years we've been on the air. As you know, we closed down at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We just turn our attention to advertising, just for a few moments' time, while we get a few more old memory joggers lined up. The very first person I remember selling adverts in Boyneside was Kieran Matthews. We used to call him Squealer for some reason or other. And Bernie Rooney then, Mary Clare, Steve Brown and his wife, Joe Price, Kathleen Worth, Jenny McRae, Maura McGlinchey, Jackie Morgan, Tara McDonald, Fiona Matthews, and they all worked in advertising on Boyneside Radio. Are you there, David, or what's he doing? Is he over there working on something? Right, we'll just go back to one of his shows, his breakfast shows in 1979.
Beach Boys, 13 minutes away from 10.
Buying a new car? Then call to the people with Ireland's favourite car range. N. Smith & Sons, Drogheda for Ford. Whether it's the luxurious Ford Granada, the million-selling Fiesta, the stylish Ford Capri, or the superbly safe Cortina. Or like millions of other Irish people, you might opt for Ireland's best-selling family car and Europe's greatest rally winner, the Ford Escort. So if you're thinking of buying a car, think of M. Smith & Sons for the best Ford deal in Drogheda. Ford at M. Smith. Test drive one today.
Ooh, what a life.
Well, the suffering back memories to you, David.
No, it embarrasses me incredibly.
Not as half embarrassing as my bit coming up. My bit is coming up as well later on, my own embarrassment bit.
Oh, well, I hope we've improved a little bit since then.
A little bit.
No, there's a big roar outside.
We got worse.
It did.
Yeah.
I have just one of the things that I remember it particularly is that when before we went 24 hours a day, when we used to actually open up in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going back to, I think it was about 7:30 in the morning we used to open. One of the things I particularly remember was, we were talking about Kevin Kent earlier on and his dog. There was a dog in Mill Lane which was probably very severely underfed, because as you walk down the laneway, it would always make an attempt to have breakfast on you. And coming down the lane in the morning, they used to have a particular routine. About 7 o'clock, I'd be coming across West Street. And then you'd make a quick dash down in through the gate and upstairs. Needless to say, working at 7:30 in the morning, I wasn't always wide awake, as I think you'll hear in a moment.
Mm. Okay, here we go.
Bank Jailers. Good morning, and welcome to yet another day's broadcasting from Boyneside Radio, broadcasting on 225 metres medium wave, a frequency of 1314 kilohertz. The time now is 7:30. On today, Friday morning, the 18th of January, 1980. And welcome to another day's broadcasting, 15 and a half hours broadcasting from Boyneside Radio, your community radio station, broadcasting right through until 11 o'clock this evening. From now until 9:30, it's the Boyneside Radio Breakfast Show.
David Brown.
Yes, memories flooding back there, David.
Indeed they are.
7:30 in the morning, what an early start.
7:30 in the morning, and then I finished by about 9:30, and then back doing a bit of work for the rest of the day. You know, there's one thing I don't want to let slip while I'm sitting here in the studio, because I know there are other people who you are going to get in here and similarly embarrass and interrogate, is that I left Boyneside Radio, I think, a couple of months after that particular tape was heard, and I took a chance to go back to college, but it would have been totally impossible for me to do that without the help of Ebon MacDonald and indeed the station, because I know I paid for the first 2 years at college by working here, right, and was the result of it, and I don't want today to slip or to go past without paying tribute to Ebon for that. It was very important to me.
Yeah, that just reminds me, we should indeed go back to the man himself who started the whole thing. They didn't actually know what they were letting themselves in for. Himself, Ebon, and a few of his associates got X amount of pounds. They didn't know whether they were going to have make money or going to lose money, but they decided to give Drogheda a station, and they actually did that. And I remember when Gavin was enticing me to come from Dundalk to Drogheda, he said, you should come and work for this man because he's a dead-on bloke. And I remember saying to my brother, my late brother who was killed recently there, I said, Ebon MacDonald is starting a radio station in Drogheda, but he said, I advise you to go to him, he said, because I work for him, and he's a great, great man to work for. And I think I will just add to what you say there. You know, stations have come and gone in Ireland over the past 10 years. People have said to me, why didn't you move on? Why didn't you move on? Because I'm very happy here. And Avon ran a great station here. And he, most important of all, everybody from the word go got paid here.
That's what I want to say to you, Eddie. Yeah. Because just before I left, I actually had a chance to work in the office here. And I was looking after a few bits and pieces and stuff like that. And I know that there were weeks when he put his hand in his own pocket to
indeed.
Pay wages.
Indeed, because even the first day, I remember even coming up here, it was the first Christmas. And Boyneside closed down over Christmas for a couple of days or so. And I remember the next week coming back, getting your wage packet, and there was absolutely no ads. The first ad we had was the clock on the wall.
That's
sponsored
right.
by Duffner's.
Duffner Time.
And the earliest one I remember was Larry Fay's and people like that, a few people, and Frank Buckley Electrics and all that. And you would get your wages, no matter what, you know, so he definitely deserves a good round of applause, maybe.
Definitely.
Maybe, yes, right. Yeah.
I think you'll hear more from other people as well on the
we
same
will.
Theme.
We will. We've an hour and a half left. I'm just going to go into some little bit now. Let's see what we have here.
This is Boyneside Radio broadcasting on 225 metres, 1310 kilohertz. We go over to the newsroom now for the 10 o'clock news headlines.
The News at 10, David Brown reporting. It's now believed that 17 people drowned in the gales which hit the Fastnet yacht race. 10 yachtsmen have been confirmed dead and 7 others are missing, presumed drowned. The victory of the Condor of Bermuda in a new record time under 7 hours has been overshadowed by the tragedies. Members of the government, TDs and senators, as well as senior public servants and heads of state-sponsored bodies, are getting a 17.5% pay increase. About half of it is backdated to June of last year. In Belfast, 16 people were arrested in raids this morning in connection with last Sunday's parade in the city, during which provisional IRA members displayed guns. Israeli commandos are reported to have killed several Palestinian guerrillas in raids along the south coast of Lebanon during the night. That's the news, and now for a look at the weather. Bright, sunny spells, and it'll be cool. That's the news and weather together, compiled this morning at our news desk by John Byrne and brought to you by myself, David Brown. The time, 1 minute past 10.
It's the Eric Brown Show.
Thank you, David, and I think we could make a newsreader out of you in the years to come. Eric Vaughan with you through until 12 midday. On a Wednesday, it's the 15th of August. And of course, as David was saying, the big race meeting of the day, of course, at Dundalk. Who knows, I might go up there around about 12 o'clock myself and have a little flutter.
Yes, good old Eric Vaughan there, a man indeed fond of many a flutter. David, you're back with us.
I am indeed, I'm absolutely livid. There was no love lost at times between the two of us, I think. I came over the air very clearly.
Oh, indeed, Eric was great at slagging everybody off, especially on the air. You know, we all slagged each other behind the scenes. Oh,
definitely.
But, on
yes.
the air.
Yeah.
We will mention Dermot Kieran's, who did a great show here midday. DK
right.
asked the questions, and Jim Kieran's as well. Jim was a great supporter of the station. He was with us all the way. He's not too well at the moment. We wish him all the best.
Indeed.
But he was with us all the way in the early days and backing us for the licenses. We were looking down through the years, all the bills that came out, and This, unfortunately, is the one which actually pulls the plug and makes way for the new, or for the old on with the new.
I don't know, you could be very sad and very sentimental about everything, but I think we have been on long enough and around long enough to have made our mark on the future and what radio is going to be like, because I think if it wasn't for Boyneside and stations like it, there would be no legislation. There would still be one channel broadcasting, coming on the air at 6 o'clock and going off the air at 8. We have been responsible for bringing about a change. I don't think, you know, a lot of times people said that we were, people being going on the radio like this were irresponsible and they were dangerous and they were anarchistic and everything like that. I don't think we were. I think there was great responsibility shown by a lot of people.
Yeah, there was great, electric atmosphere of when actually the station came to Drogheda. Drogheda had its own station, and we always have held it as our own station.
That's right, and people have been a tremendous support to it, isn't
it? Yeah, indeed. And one gentleman we want to mention today, he's not with us, unfortunately, may he rest in peace, David Crosby, who did a programme especially for the disabled.
That's right.
We are also here. Was that what it was called?
That's right, and
so.
David also did a television programme, if you remember.
Yes, the Boyneside. We'll get to that later on. Yes, indeed. Anybody else now you want to mention?
No, I'm just
from your own point of view, David.
From my own point of view, I'm just hoping that the people who have been involved over the last while will continue to get involved. I mean, they have, as it is, a talent that's built up, and they have an experience that's built up that's going to be in demand, wherever it's going to be in demand from, but it will be, and it's up to these people to continue on the good work they've been doing.
Well, we've sort of laid the foundations anyway, you know, for local radio in this area.
For over
10 years,
yep.
We've proved it to be successful. We'll take another break. Stay with us. We have 1 hour and 25 minutes left of broadcasting. Stay with us.
The Old Thatch Drum Conrath proudly present a £1,000 talent contest starting Saturday, January the 7th, continuing every Saturday. £20 to heat winners. All talents welcome. Music by selected bands. Enter on the night or by phoning 54235. That's 54235. Old Thatch Drum Conrath, County Meath. £1,000 talent contest.
Jackie's, Lawrence Street in Drogheda. Fantastic sale now on. Genuine reductions on everything.
On the night, the 2nd of January, is a night not to be missed. At the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Drogheda, it's the fabulous Tony Allen in concert. Don't forget, Tony Allen from Foster and Allen. It's on Monday, the 2nd of January. Doors open at 8 p.m. Come early and avoid disappointment at Beverly's Nightclub, the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Drogheda. It's Tony Allen.
Cassidy's great sale is now on with massive reductions on Cassidy's vast array of stylish fashions, knitwear, and underwear for all the latest designs for ladies, teens, children's, and menswear, all at incredibly low prices. It's got to be Cassidy's sale now on.
Are you going to the party that lasts from 1 year to the next this New Year's Eve at the Cunningham Arms Hotel Slane? Tickets $18.75 and a limited number are available. Phone the Cunningham Arms Hotel now on 041-241-55.
Hello, Tommy Leddy from the Sound Shop Drogheda here. I want to wish all our customers and friends a Happy New Year, and on behalf of all at the Sound Shop, I want to thank Boyneside Radio for all the business and pleasure it gave us over the last number of years. I hope to hear Boyneside again in the near future. From the Sound Shop, the home of music in Ireland, for the last time. Bye-bye now.
Corrigan and Martin, Westry Drogheda, for all life assurance, school fees, endowment mortgages, motor and property insurances. Phone 38600 or 31199. Corrigan and Martin, Westry Drogheda, wishing all our clients and friends a prosperous new year.
The Sweet Shop, Abbey Shopping Centre Drogheda, January sale starts Tuesday the 3rd of January. Doors open 10 a.m. Great reductions on all sweets. Drill on sweets from as little as £199. The Sweet Shop, Abbey Shopping Centre Drogheda, sale starts Tuesday the 3rd of January. Doors open 10 a.m.
A cold Christmas.
Dana and a lovely song called It's Going to Be a Cold, Cold Christmas Without You, and we'll dedicate that on this Christmas Day to Mrs. Rita Kenny. And speaking of cold, cold Christmas, it's going to be a very warm, warm Christmas for some people here on the Boyne side. And Dermot has stayed back after his programme because I want him to tell us all about this wonderful coal appeal that has been going on here on Boyne side Radio. And those of you who are not normally around and listening to us during the day won't know about it. So, Dermot, welcome in to my part of the programme. And
thank
can you tell us about the coal appeal? Because even I was out of town when you started the appeal. How did it go and what was it about?
Well, there was a coal appeal. The Community Services approached us in conjunction with the Junior Chamber of Commerce, the Junior Chamber of Commerce, to get some coal for the old folks and the needy of the town. So we started an appeal, and well, it went all right for the week. But then the first week, in a matter of 10 days, it went out of all proportions. The people of Drogheda just opened up their pockets, opened up their hearts, and we received a grand total of 500 bags of coal. That is to the tune of £2,500. And it's not finished yet. It's still coming in.
It's still coming in. And to people who want to maybe contribute to the appeal, is it closed?
Well, it's officially closed on the radio station because, as you know yourself, over the Christmas period, we're extremely busy. Mm-hmm. But they can throw some money into the Community Service Centre if they care to donate something to
it. Your programme was the centre point.
I would just leave it there. That's David Brown speaking to Dermot Finglas one Christmas day a couple of years ago. Right now in the studio, joining me is Dermot Finglas, the man with the voice famous for...
Hello there.
Hello there. Dermot, welcome along to this very last day, the last couple of hours on Boyne Side Radio. Dermot, what memories have you of Boyne Side, or tell us something about it?
A lot of good memories, Eddie.
Yeah.
A lot of very, very good memories indeed. First of all, the personnel I worked with, extremely good people, and nice crack, nice bit of fun. Always welcome when you come into work, and always welcome when you went out of work.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, we'll get somebody pass a calculator. We work that one out. So you joined sometime, Dermot, around about 1979, the Country Convoy.
That's right, straight from the coal lorry to the Country Convoy. So, I joined around that time, Eddie, and I met Gavin Duffy one day, and he said that I had something I didn't realise I had, but I'm glad that he did now, because I'm glad that I contributed a little bit over the last couple of years towards Boyne Side Radio.
Well, Dermot, you played some country music. You did all kinds of programmes, didn't you, down through the years?
I've done a lot, Eddie.
And you have a very distinctive voice, a great voice. How can somebody get a voice like yours, Dermot?
Well, at that time, I think Powers were in operation over in Narrow West Street, in West Street. And I think it was a half a dollar a shot.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to rap for half a dollar, and I kept it ever since.
Would you like to say goodbye to all your listeners, Dermot?
Yes, I would, especially a lot of people who have supported me and the station in general over the last couple of years.
Indeed. Far too numerous to mention. We could go into mentioning names, and then we might leave somebody out, but there's so many people you would like to mention, but, you know, we just simply haven't the time anyway, but everybody in general.
Everybody in general, yes. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Dermot. Thank you very much indeed, Dermot. We'll be talking to Áine Ní Gaoire next, because Áine was one of the longest running members as well, along with myself. I think Áine joined a month after me, so we'll be talking to Áine in a few minutes. At this stage, I would like to say a big thanks to one gentleman who did a heck of a lot for Boyne Side Radio over the past 10 years, and that's Tommy Leddy in the sound shop, because everything we have around us, tape machines, mixers, microphones and everything else, all came from Tommy Leddy, and I think he did a great job, and he's a great guy, and he helped us right up, as you see, even advertising on the last hour. Tommy is a great man indeed, and he helped us all the way. Now, we had a meeting in Drogheda sometime round the beginning of 1981, where we're getting a few more bits and pieces together. We'll just run that on. I'd like to say thanks to Miles Johnson, by the way, and all the boys in Kiss FM in Monaghan. They closed at 6 yesterday, and they phoned us about a half an hour ago to wish us all the best. And thanks indeed, lads. And, well, we're going to go back now to 1981. We had a meeting in Drogheda, and it went something like this.
Hello, this is Gavin Duffy, reminding you that tonight at 8 o'clock in the Parochial Centre, Peter Street, Drogheda, there's a meeting on and concerning the future of local radio in this area. The meeting will launch a campaign to legalise local radio. We can't do that without your support. So on behalf of all of the staff at Boyne Side Radio, on behalf of the Community Services Centre and the other organisations involved, come to the public meeting in the Parochial Centre, Peter Street, Drogheda, tonight at 8 o'clock.
Well, that was one of our public meetings we had, and we had a great response to that, and that was to get a legal license for the station sometime around about 1981. We're going to take a record and get a few things organised, so do bear with us. We've 1 hour and 17 minutes left on Bubbling Boyneside Radio.
Say goodbye.
Before to Boyneside Radio, the 31st day of December 1988, a day to remember to mark the end of broadcasting as it is in Ireland. And you're listening to Boyneside Radio, AM, FM and shortwave. And we would like to thank Frank Buckley as well. He was involved in Boyneside in the early days. And as we said, Tommy Leddy, we bought all our stuff off Tommy Leddy. We always shopped in Drogheda bought all our stuff in Drogheda. We're going to open up the round table, so we hope you're all out there in the round. Are we all out there? That's just there. Glad to know somebody else is working here today. Now, will somebody say something? Maybe we'll entice Micah Hearn over to the microphone, will we? Oh. Micah Hearn has been broadcasting quite a long time.
Thank you.
Mike, how are you?
I'm tolerably well, actually. It's a strange day, and it's a day you'd have mixed emotions, but I think most of them would be. Do you know, this reminds me of the very first days of local radio in County Louth, when you had to hold a microphone in your hand because the microphone stand was ready to collapse. It's nice to know that some old habits die very, very hard, indeed.
You were involved with local radio Drogheda, or what was it called? Community Radio Phobail Drogheda, was it?
It was RTE's Radio Phobail Drogheda, yeah.
Exactly.
But we won't say too much about that, although it was actually the... for a lot of people, the stepping stone to greatness.
Yeah, the first taste of local radio we've got.
It was, but local radio improved dramatically after that, and has continued to improve over the past 10 years or so.
Yes, you worked in Carousel for a long time.
I did indeed. That's where I went after
the RTE venture in Drogheda, and I spent a very exciting and exhilarating number of years there. some people would say that there were seven odd years or so, and some of them were very odd. It was a most amazing place. There were the most amazing people probably I've ever met. And it's a thing about local radio that it attracts a very strange breed of person to work on it.
Well, thanks very much.
And I think we've heard a lot of evidence of that today, and we probably hear more evidence of it. But yeah. It was very exciting, and I suppose it just gives people a taste of excitement, the taste of things that may come in the future sometime.
Indeed, we're all very, very hopeful indeed. You also worked in news when you came to Boyneside in about 85, I think, was it?
More or less. Yeah. It was something over 3 and a bit years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, news is something that I've always believed in, that should be an integral part of local radio. And it's something that gives you a great buzz, because it means you're all the time trying to meet deadlines. And it's a great way of staying alert and staying alive, because there is a tendency when you're doing a program that lasts 3 hours that you will tend mentally to wear out fairly rapidly. But if you're involved in doing news and doing something else at the same time, it keeps you alert, so that, you know, you have to have constant excitement, and it keeps the adrenaline going.
Yeah. In news, we had Ony Ní Gaoire, the very first news person. David Brown reading news. John Byrne was our very first news editor. We used to call him John Scoop, because everything was a scoop in those days. And I remember one thing about John Byrne. You could tell him something and he would believe it. We told him there was a weather forecast centre in Termon Fechan one time, a Met office, and we gave him the number of, I think it was the Gem, it's now the Weavers, we gave him the number 8590, and John rang this number, and some guy was ready on the other end of the telephone, and John said, well, what's the latest weather forecast from the Met office in Termon Fechan? And this guy went on and said, well, there's going to be showers in Termon Fechan, and there's going to be bright spells in Clogherhead. And John actually wrote all this down and went on the air. He was a great guy. And we had also Gillian Fitzpatrick, we had Willie Dillon, we had Owen Martell, we had Jeannie McKeever, Michael Devons, Richard Kenny, Shane Harris, and Peter Scott, just to mention a few there in news. Is Anya around?
Not around. Not as yet.
I thought she was there earlier on, was she not? Oh, no, she hasn't appeared yet. Oh, she hasn't appeared yet. Oh, very good, very good. Now, anybody else would like to take the stand out there? All shaking their heads, afraid of the microphone.
Dermot Kearns will volunteer.
He will indeed. DK, the man who asks so many questions now, we're going to ask him a few questions.
Yeah.
DK, Dermot Kearns. Are you sitting comfortably, sir?
We never did buy a shade for the studio, did we?
We didn't, no. And we certainly won't buy one.
Are you all right there? Just hold on.
This is all live radio, folks.
You're about 6 feet away from the microphone.
That'll do. I always like that. Now then, Ed.
Yes, Demers. Nice to have you with us on this occasion. Ask you a question.
I'm not being paid for this, you know, so...
Neither am I. we won't pack up and go home.
I'll answer any question.
You'll answer any question. Did you enjoy working on Boyneside Radio?
Of course I did.
Good fun.
Next question. And you're only allowed 20.
No, you did a show for the disabled along with the late David Crosby, and you did your own show on a Sunday. Just tell us a little bit about it.
Well, starting off, how I started on radio first was being interviewed by the great himself, Gavin Duffy, or God was the G initially. Yes. God Duffy, and Gavin got me interested in it. I enjoyed chatting to him, and I seemed to be able to chat freely, but that's something I was born with, so I chatted away to him. After a while then, I was talking to Yvonne and Gavin, and we came up with this suggestion that there wasn't a program going out purely for disabled people. We felt that this is a very, very big part of the community, and this was before I was really involved in community work to the degree that I am today. And we decided that we'd put a half hour, a quarter of an hour show on, I forget what it was, I think it was half an hour. And we brought on people like David Crosby and Mary Leahy. And we talked about disablement, what it meant to people who were in a wheelchair, what it meant to be on crutches, or what it meant to be whatever, and the disadvantages that they suffered. There was also the great days of, heady days for the disabled of 1981, when the government had promised that all footpaths would automatically now go towards the ground gradually, rather than the way that they went, bump and you're there. And nothing happened, really. There was going to be toilets for the disabled. I see them now arriving. In 1987, I think they arrived in Drogheda. But they were promised in 1981. So we did a bit of good work. We interviewed people like Oliver Murphy and people of that quality in the disabled field. And they changed things about a bit. After that, then, we got the television program going. Just can't remember when that was. But I know I still have some tapes of it. And we did I remember particularly we did a Christmas show.
We'll just focus our attention on Boyneside Television, which was one of the only television stations to broadcast from Drogheda.
Yeah, we used to get people ringing in from as far as Tully Allen and places like that. That seems very local when you think of it. But that was good for the first and initial pictures. I suppose it was like the first pictures coming from the moon. They weren't steady at first, and then they're steady later. but it was exciting to do, you know.
Yeah, it was different.
If it had taken off, it would have been a great thing.
Yeah, there was so much to put in a television program. So much had to be done. It's different with a radio show. You can sit down, play records, and blabber into a microphone. But with a TV show, you have so many different things, lights and everything.
That's right. I remember one particular one, and I had to chair the show for the political parties. And there were 8 of them, I think, that were meeting on the panel that day. And you can imagine having people like Donegh McReynald, who's gentle at the best of times, you know, but yep, ferocious when there's an election on. And you had Michael Bell, and who else? There was a girl on home. She was a Sinn Féin candidate. And there was Peter Moore was on. There were several of these all on the panel. My God. So I didn't know. I was terrified before we started. And I thought, well, I'll get them all together first before we switch on the microphones. I said, if one of you... Oh, I know. We had Franklin on.
Oh, yes.
Now,
yes,
how do you stop him?
I haven't a clue.
I promised faithfully that I had a guy ready to pull the plug on any individual. And, you know, we'd name him and then cut him off. We would have done worse to him. I think we would have assassinated him. But believe it or not, we went through an hour and a quarter show on a Sunday from 12 o'clock, I think it was 1:15 we finished. And Pauly Faulkner was on the tour. And I remember he said afterwards, how in the name of God, he said, did you ever keep everybody calm and quiet and have a good conversation with them? Because he said most of these people normally would cut each other's throat. And believe it or not, every single one of them behaved themselves very well. Now, you see, I think, too, local radio was friendly. Whereas if they had been on RTE, they would have been hyped up to get through to the people in Cork as well as Galway and Donegal. But they knew they weren't going to be spoofing to people in Drogheda. Everybody knew them on first name terms. And that made the difference. That was television. I think that was good. A lot of people told me that they liked the panel thing. That was very good. So that was all it was about television, Eddie.
Yeah, and also, if you look at RTE now, especially on a Sunday, or you see Larry Gogan and people like that on doing their programmes on the radio. And we were doing that, when was it? 6-7 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what it is.
Larry Gogan, that's the chap with the wrinkled skin.
Yes. Thanks for that.
My granny used to tell me about him. I believe he was great. You know, I never heard him myself, but I believe he was tremendous.
Yeah, so DK...
For such an age, I think he's doing marvellously well.
Is it yourself you're talking about now? Oh, Larry Gogan, oh yeah.
Gogan.
Yeah.
I think I do very well for my age as well.
Yes.
I always maintain 39 as a good number. And yeah, I stayed with it.
So you live at 39 Trinity Gardens, is that right?
No, I live at number 9 actually, but you could add 3. But I embarrassed my daughter by saying that I'm 39. I was married when I was 4 1/2 actually. Had to be married when I was 4 1/2 if I was to have a daughter of her age.
Yeah. But well, Dermot, we say thank you very much indeed for joining us on this special day.
Can I just say something else?
Yeah, you can say what you like.
Because I gained tremendously from Boyneside Radio. I gained in the pleasure that I had from putting out the shows. But as Director of Community Services, I have to say that forget RTE and forget all the others. If you don't have local radio, you don't get your community across to the public in the same way. Gay Byrne's not going to talk about Tully Allen, or he's not going to talk about Dooley Gate. You do things like that here. Gay Byrne's not going to interview the local Red Cross about their fundraising activities or somebody about their Sunday fun run. And that happened on here. So as Director of Community Services, I would like to put on record that this broadcasting station here, Boyneside Radio, and particularly Ebon McDonald and Eddie, who gave me tremendous help, all the people who produced the shows and that, and who went to tremendous trouble for to get us the information that we needed and to clear us what we were doing, that was just great. I can also say, as director of another centre, which is the Aldra Martha Workshops for the Disabled, we have 64 disabled people up there. Believe you me, it's an honest statement when I tell you that without the publicity, the PR that we got through Boyneside Radio, I don't think we'd have 64 up there today. We might have about 30-odd, but we never would have raised the funds that we did without Boyneside Radio. And finally, I am also the director of the community chest, which everybody thinks Dermacules makes a lot of money out of. But the town makes a tremendous amount of money out of it. That is a success today, and I mean a success, only because we had PR from Boyneside Radio. So I have a lot to be grateful to, Eamon McDonald, Eddie, every single one of you here that's in this room and that's out there in the public. You've given tremendously of your time and your effort to help us as a community. And I represent, I hope, the community voice. I know it's closing down. I believe it will reopen. I hope it reopens as the same radio station. I hope it's in the same building at least, and that all the people who are here will be involved. If I can do something in that field, I will be in there fighting. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, DK. A little round of applause, I think. So, Dermot Kieran's there, great man, DK, asking the questions. Now, what have we got next? We were talking about news earlier on. People say to me, you are doing a great service there, and particularly with the news. So can we dig up something from the news? Let's see, what have we got here?
The condition of two local men involved in a car accident at the Brookville filling station on the Ballymakenny Road on Sunday night was described today by a hospital spokesman as satisfactory. They are John Doran, still in the Lourdes Hospital, and Aidan McNally, who is in the Mater Hospital in Dublin. A Meath County Council spokesman confirmed today...
We're listening to Richard Crowley, famous Richard Kenny, Richard Crowley.
...to demolish the historic building was not in fact being processed. The spokesperson explained that this was due to the owner, Mrs. Delaney, not having submitted the required maps and plans with the application. A new application would now be required if the demolition, which is met with considerable objections from local historians, was to go ahead. The Board of Works expect to complete their work at Lawrence's Gate this week.
Yes, that was it. That was a bit of Richard Crowley reading news on Boyneside Radio back sometime around about 1981, or Community Radio Drogheda as it was. We had two for a while there. David?
Eddie, I want to remind you of something. It's
what?
2 o'clock.
Is it? It's 2 o'clock.
It's 2 o'clock on LRD, and time for the Heady Eddie Show.
He's here. Now, the only sad thing about it is I'm still here. That was 10 years ago, and I'm still here. Now, it's just gone 2 o'clock, 1 hour, the final countdown, 60 minutes left here on Boyneside Radio. Anybody else wants to drop in round the old round table out there?
I want to make sure one thing, that you don't get away without being interviewed as well, because your input into the station is kind of important, especially when it comes to, sellotape, bundles of wire, a bit of string, and a clothesline. What would that end up
Are you
with?
Talking about one of my transmitters? Sounds
like sure it. I'm talking about one of your transmitters.
Yeah.
Yeah.